Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch. Yes, no.
You can't stop it.
I gotta say that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG, Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Seriously, guys, Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chant you want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Got to go big. Really big.
Message erased.
My mom's pain from moderate to severe rheumatoid arthritis was intense. I wondered if she could do the stuff she does for us, which is kinda a lot.
She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus in America too. She's a good girl, is crazy about Elvis, loves horses.
You look good over there, buddy. Can you hear me? No, not you. I'm trying to get him on.
And it's a long living in Reseda, there's a freeway.
Can you hear me?
Running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart.
All right, we are Dave and Giggles, and how you doing over there, buddy? You're making a lot of noise.
You there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. How you doing?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Nothing. You do this on purpose?
Yeah. We are Dave and Giggles.
Hello.
I want to give a shout out to Dylan for covering
Hello,
for us
Dave.
Last week. Can you hear me?
Dave, can you hear me?
Oh, my God.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me over there? Hold on, you might be in the wrong one. Hold on. All right, everybody just chill for a second.
This is a good time. I might unplug you. Yeah. I needed one of them.
Can't hear me. Can you hear me over there, Giggles? All right, he's starting over. All right, well, we are Dave and Giggles, and we're having a really good time today. And I'm still coming off of the flu that I've had all week ever since I got back from Vegas. And we have a guest, though. So, I mean, she must be ecstatic about the professionalism here. Lee, thank you for joining us. Let me turn you up and get everything rocking and rolling.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thanks. So we have we were just talking outside, and we were talking about how we have mutual friends that go back a ways, and how we've like run into each other many times, and then I guess Radio Free Brooklyn kind of brought us back together.
Yeah.
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 So that's good.
We met in the bars of New York.
Apparently. Met in the bars of New York through friends of friends of friends of friends.
Right.
And now we're here, and you're going to play some songs, which I'm excited for, since you can hear by my voice that I really don't want to talk all that much. So one thing I wanted to... Can you hear me over there? He's done. I don't know what to do with him. Somebody left a cue card in here of questions, and the first question's my favorite. And also, there's if you look, there's a... somebody has gum.
Oh, that's amazing.
Folded it in and left it here. And the first question is, what is your favorite thing to do with honey?
Oh, wow. That's really...
that's
never
quite the
got
question.
That question before.
No,
yeah.
No.
I love honey.
Who doesn't love honey? I'm assuming that this person had a beekeeper in. Because it's... can you talk about how honey is made? And let's talk about your history as a beekeeper. But the first question, what is your favorite thing to do with honey? You know where that went, you know? Like, you know the mindset of the person who was asking these questions, how that was going. I don't know what he's doing over there. What's going on? I don't know what's going on with him. He's running cords all over the place. We're going to let him roll. So, like I said, I got back from Vegas on Tuesday morning. I took the red eye.
Oh, wow.
It was terrible. It was really rough. I did want to tell one story, and he's not listening, but it was like a Fear and Loathing episode. It was just like straight out of Fear and Loathing. I get on, and I'm sitting next to this, like, I want to say, like, girl straight out of Jersey Shore, right? She's just, like, straight out of Jersey Shore. She has that, like, like throat where she's been smoking the entire weekend.
Right.
She's, like, she's tiny. She's like 20 something, and she's just like, I just got off of a weekend in Vegas. Woohoo. You know, like she's really going big. And I had taken some Tylenol PM. So I was like, I'm going to sleep. I don't care what you do. All of her friends were around her. She was like yelling at everybody. And at one point, I fell asleep. I woke up like halfway through the trip, and I look over, and she's asleep in a bra. That was it. She was just in her bra.
Oh,
and I was like, I must be dreaming this. And I woke up again later on in the trip, and she was awake and she was still in the bra. And I was like, what is happening? She's like, I got hot. And I was like, I guess that makes sense.
I have never heard of that happening.
No.
That's pretty fascinating.
Neither have I. I was really thrown off by it. I had no idea what was going on. I thought I was hallucinating it.
Right.
But
that's comfort.
It was comfort. But it was fun.
Hello?
There he is. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
yeah. All right, hold on. Let me help him out a little bit. Unbelievable. You know, can you hear me now, buddy? Can you hear me now? What is going into them? Well, he's going to call in. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. What's happening?
I don't know what's going on. I feel like...
I can hear it. I can hear Tom Petty, and then you cut me out.
I cut you out?
You just... Something you did, I couldn't hear it. I couldn't hear...
That's weird.
All right.
I got you go. Oh, let me try one other thing. Oh, this is a disaster. All right, hold on. I'm the best.
That was me.
Yeah.
That was you. Maybe that's a whole deal. Lee, thanks for bearing with me today.
It's fine.
Do you have a guest?
Yeah, we got a guest.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. That's amazing.
That this is going on and you got a mess. Check your headphones down. See if it's working. I did some other things.
Do you sometimes not have guests?
I mean, I can switch a cable.
It's just me and him.
Is it a...
Sometimes it's just
is
me.
Is it a female? You have a yes, female guest?
Yes. We have Lee in here.
Oh, she's should with, I leave you two alone?
Oh, my God. She's in a band, and she's going to play some songs, and she's going to have fun. Oh, now someone else is calling. This is a disaster. I'm too sick for this.
You're sweating. I can't hear you, but I can see you just like rubbing the sweat off your forehead.
That's exactly what I was just doing. I'm too sick for this. What's your favorite thing to do with honey? Can you hear me?
I'm getting the video on the Google Hangouts, but I'm not getting the audio. I'm just redoing.
I mean, at least it's entertaining.
It is. I'm tired anyway.
This is perfect.
Great.
We're just going to run by the seat of our pants. You know what? Why don't we do this? Lee.
Well, we can work it. I can hear you and I can see you now. So now we're kind of like.
All right. So let me tell you. Lee's here. She's with the band Castle Black, and she is just got off a tour. Where'd you guys just come off of?
We were south. So we were in North Carolina, a few cities in North Carolina, Tennessee, Kentucky, Virginia.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How'd you hook those gigs up? Like, did you know people down there?
I have a lot of notes. So like when I hear stuff and I know what direction I want to go, I just make notes on places people have mentioned. So I just kind of went through it and just contacted places and people directly.
Did you get a lot of like, yeah, let's do it? Or was there a lot of like, I want to hear your stuff first. I want to know what's going on.
I mean, they'll always get the links, you know, when you reach out to them. People either just don't respond or they respond in a positive manner. So I had like a couple of issues like with like one show. But other than that, on that tour, everything was really, really great.
Yeah.
Like,
let's hear one issue. What was one issue?
It was just this one venue in Nashville Nashville was just problematic overall. Like I had a hold on a place. I found the bands and then this guy just didn't get back to me like as I was writing to him. And it was really annoying because
as you were in Nashville,
totally unprofessional. It was like, as after I had the hold and after he knew I had like one of the bands, then the communication stopped. So it just is like totally unprofessional. So Nashville was already, I had like this sour view of Nashville in my head, but I really wanted to go there because we had friends there and a place to stay. So then I rebooked the show with that same lineup. And it just was, I don't know, we had so many amazing nights and they just weren't very like hospitable.
That sucks.
Yeah, they handed me money at the end of the night that they apparently didn't take the production fee out of, and they let a touring band leave with $5. Like, and I feel it's important to say this, like not to complain about it, but to just be like, people should not be unprofessional.
Right.
Person wasn't very
professional. Let's just say professional.
Yeah, there was definitely like a women, issue he had, which I don't normally say and I don't normally feel like that. Most people aren't really like that. So
did he like just set you up real quick and be like, yeah, you're fine?
He just ignored my questions were like treated like they were, it was just like that kind of like condescending attitude. We were even talking about like reverb on the vocals and it was like,
it's just nothing.
And each selection I made was like, why would you choose that? Or why do you have your own mic? And I'm just like, but it wasn't, you could just tell it was like the way he spoke. So that I do feel it's important to bring that up because it's not cool.
It's not. Do you get that?
He was a negative wizard. They call them negative wizards. They're just like, one. Bad people.
They are bad people.
Right, yeah.
Do you get that a lot when you're on tour, or is that an anomaly?
No. I mean, I really, I feel like that it's there. Obviously, it's still an issue, right?
Yeah.
For sure. And I think like when you encounter it, you have to call it out. But no, I mean, for the most part, like it's not like that. And I think that's why it's like frustrating when you do encounter it, because you're just like, what
I feel
are you
like
doing?
The deeper south you go, you're gonna get it a little bit more.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's a lot of it's definitely like a lot of weird stuff we saw. Like I mean, Confederate flags on the back of.
It's frightening.
Car and this fight on the side of the road where people were in a chase. I mean, it was really kind of
that's exciting though.
It was exciting.
Was there guns going off or was it just
I don't know. I mean, we didn't see those, but we did see someone like punching someone in the front of the seat on the side, like a highway. They almost caused an accident. I mean, I almost ran into the truck. So that was intense.
Tour stories are the best though.
Yeah.
They really are.
But it was really, I mean, truly it was like so amazing. Like Greensboro was amazing and Norfolk, Virginia, they were amazing. So.
Nice. Yeah. All right. So I want to come back and I want to ask you the best tour story, but I do want you to play a song for us because we haven't, It was usually, this was a goddamn disaster. And usually when we have bands, I usually have you guys open up with a song, which is a great introduction to the band, you know, introduction to everything.
Right, right.
Today we had Tom Petty. So, I mean, he wasn't here, but he was here in spirit. So right. I'm gonna see if you can play a song for us.
Okay.
I'm going to see if I can get him motivated and back up in business here.
Okay, cool.
And then I want to come back. We'll talk a little bit more. But what song would you like to play for us first?
I think I'm going to play Secret Hideaway first.
Cool.
Yeah, which is off of our second EP.
Second EP. Well, you're on your third now, right?
Yes, we're on our third. We have a fourth one is coming out in June. But
nice. Yeah. You've been doing a lot of recording, right?
We did. We just got done. Everything's mixed. Just have to master in April. But yeah.
You guys got a cover art yet?
We do. I just saw it. My friend is doing it. He's an amazing painter and artist.
Oh, he painted it?
He paints, so it's a painting.
Cool.
We've never had a painting, and it's just beautiful.
That's cool. Amazing. You don't see, that's a rarity, I think.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people just go, yeah, I got this cool photographer friend.
And, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
So it'll be awesome.
All right. Lee. Yeah, take your headphones off. Do what you got to do. I'm going to sit here and we'll see if I can get.
We can start?
Yeah. It's rocking out.
Wish for never more. in my arms fall asleep. Secure right now, secure in everlasting keep. Take me to that secret hideaway. Take me to that secret hideaway. Take me to that secret hideaway. Hear me for who I am, not who I was that day. Take me to that secret hideaway. Life away. Take me to that secret hideaway. The pages don't change themselves or what they have to say. Take me to that secret hideaway.
Lee, that was great.
Thank you.
Castle Black. So when's the next gig?
Well, we have a Northern tour the first week in April. So then after that in Brooklyn, we are playing our Broken Bright Star single video release show on the 27th of April.
Nice. You haven't released that one yet, right?
The song is, but the video is not. So the video is just, video is like, done like as of right now.
Nice.
I'm like waiting for the final cut, but it's like really beautiful and it's just gorgeous.
Nice. So. Now you shot that one not that long ago, correct?
No, we shot it in February.
Nice.
So we actually got a really nice day in February because it was outside. So,
so weird.
I know.
So bizarre. It was like freezing all week and then like a couple days in February it's nice. A couple days in January it's beautiful out.
Yeah.
It's nothing makes sense.
Actually,
anymore.
I think we filmed it in January and we did film it wasn't February, it was January, but it was. My whole idea was like I really wanted it to be like stark and cold.
But then it was nice.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh my God, it was already cold enough. So I think that worked out that it wasn't like, 30 degrees. It was like,
right.
Actually it was like 40 something that day, I think, or even 50. It was like one of those days.
It's a beautiful day in February.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's that song about? Give us a little background.
That song is, that song largely talks about the death and just like kind of processing like your life here and your thoughts kind of about just death and what it all means. So it's actually kind of written from the perspective of a conversation with my grandmother who had died. So it's kind of like from her, it's really like her talking mostly to me, but then like kind of exploring all these like thoughts of ideas about death and kind of what one's purpose is here. And
is your
later.
Grandmother still with us?
No, she's not. Yeah.
So then not. it's kind of like that.
Yeah.
Were you close?
Out of all my grandparents, I was closer with her.
Yeah.
But that, most of my grandparents have been, deceased for many years now. So,
yeah.
But she was not the last, though. I think it was my grandfather was the last, but she was like third to last.
How old was she?
She was definitely older. I mean, I'd say like in her 80s, like late 80s, maybe, I think.
It's pretty old. That's pretty good life.
Yeah,
definitely lived a while. My grandma died when she was late 80s. It was kind of,
Both my grandmothers are still alive. My grandmother, one is 95.
Oh, wow.
And then the other one is 91, I think.
Okay, that's, yeah.
Yeah, the one that's 95, the other day I had a, so it must have been like mid-2000s.
Leah, I don't know if you know this story about Dave, but my grandma gave me a guitar and they decided to take permanent marker and draw all over it.
That was the guitar your grandmother gave you? That's great.
That's the guitar my grandmother gave me.
That's so great.
And you drew all over it.
It's impossible.
You guys, like, graffitied all over it.
It's possible that we smashed it, too. I'm not going to lie to you. No, it's still kicking. I have it up on my wall. You should, when you come back up, you just didn't take it with you. That's your problem.
Yeah.
You move out to Colorado and you don't take a guitar with you? What's wrong with you?
Well, it just was very tinny, It just wasn't very... It was hard to play, I bought it.
So it was hard to
she
play.
She bought that for me.
All right, here.
Guitar. It was just kind of tinny,
It was just tinny. So
I like the smooth sound.
I'm going to try to call you again one more time.
All right.
All right.
And then if not, I'll just quit the play.
We'll quit the play? We're not in a play. This is not a play.
I think this is a sign.
No, it's not a
sign. I think you need to move on.
I think
we'll reach greater heights if we separate. I think, you know.
I'm trying to separate with
you. It doesn't work.
I'm trying with the other computer.
Where are you located?
He's in Colorado.
Okay.
So
it normally works. It was working right up until
I don't know why.
Playing Tom Petty.
I don't know why.
And then it just hosed me.
That's really weird.
I switched headphones. I switched USB cords. I restarted my computer. Like, this is...
Are you getting the call? You getting the call? I'm calling you.
No.
God. So the other day...
I'm sorry, Lee. Normally we have this,
No, we don't. But we're usually better than this.
You also got the flu.
I do, which is not a good sign for anything.
No, why aren't you calling me?
I am.
Ready to call you again?
All right, let me try it again. So the other day I was at my grandma's house, or my mom's house, which is where my grandma's living. She's 95. And back in like early 2000s, I was on a game show, on the game show network with a bunch of my friends. And right out of the blue, we're all sitting there talking. And my grandmother goes to my mom. She goes, "I saw your brother on the game show network again." And my mom was like, "He was never on the game show network. Dave was." And she's like, "No, he wasn't." So she's love her, but she's starting to lose it at 95. But she made it till 95 before she started to go.
Yeah, that's
pretty good.
That is
you there?
Good.
Oh, wait, I got to plug you in, I think. Hold on. There you are. Can you hear me?
Dave.
Yeah.
Dave,
can you hear
Dave,
me?
It worked. That's a record. I think that's the longest it's taken us
for
me to get on the show.
And even this is like a makeshift. This is a makeshift. It should not.
Are you wearing a blazer?
No.
Are you wearing like a blue blazer?
No, it's just a shirt I bought that I've been wearing for a few days now. So
okay, this feels good.
Yeah.
This feels good. Now I'm a part of the team. Now I'm on the team.
I like when you're a part of the team.
Now I'm in the car.
What a disaster of a show, Lee.
No, this is great. I'm so tired.
I know, this is perfect. A lot of people who come into the show, who are musicians, will go, "I've done a lot of shows before, but I've never done one like this." So,
We talk a lot about our dead grandmas.
We do talk about our
dead dads.
And our dead dads. We're part of the Dead Dad Club. So, you know, that's what we do here.
I mean, in all fairness, I brought it up with the song. So,
yeah,
you know.
It's all good. It's all good. We do, you know, anyone who comes on has a dead dad, we initiate them into the Dead Dads Club. I'm sure your dad's fine, so you're not in the club.
Yeah,
you're good. You're good. So I wanted to ask you about the best tour story.
Well, I don't know if it's a story, but the best show on that tour for me was, I guess, toss up. Greensboro and Norfolk were just great. I mean, just because there were so many people, and like Greensboro was just like DIY like recording studio spot, and really it's like what people do there. So that, you know,
Greensboro, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Did they get the fiber? Didn't one of those towns get like some serious fiber? So like, a lot of stuff was happening.
What does that mean? What are
serious
you
fiber?
Serious fiber,
like granola. What are you talking about?
The internet fiber. And so stuff was happening. Sorry, it might not have been.
So the thing it's possible.
Is that Giggles reads a lot of headlines and then doesn't follow through with reading the whole article. So he'll see something and then it'll ring a bell to him, and then he'll just start announcing things, but not really have any backstory as to what it actually means.
Right.
So basically you're telling me that...
I just got on the show. I wanted to feel involved. Sorry. I jumped in. I jumped the gun. Wait. Way too early.
Sorry,
Greensboro.
Yeah.
Greensboro and Norfolk.
Yeah, it's really not
Norfolk's
a story.
By the water, right?
Yeah. We've played there 2 years ago. We played there 2 years ago. So it was the same. This guy had a house show 2 years ago, and he wasn't really doing them anymore, but he booked this show at this place downtown, and it was just really fun. Someone from New York was there. A friend we knew was like down there.
It was good.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So it was a good time. Not much of a story, but a good time.
There's really no story to it. I think we had a good. I mean, we stayed on a farm one night.
That's pretty cool.
Got to feed pigs.
You never had any car troubles that led to a really awkward yet weird pickup and
whatever it's going to be? Nothing? You had never had a car trouble while you're on the road?
Didn't.
That's amazing. This is the first person I've ever had on the show that did not have car troubles while on the road on tour.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't have a lot of space. We had to like...
Would you bring a van down?
We just had like an SUV. We rented an SUV. Yeah. That's none of us have a... Yeah. We don't have a car, which is a problem, but we should have one. But yeah. So
let's get a tour van.
We took our bass amp out of there because it took up the entire back seat.
Should we talk about your bass player or just leave that off the table?
We don't have a bass. We're in between right now. Right. So she's Susan, who came with us on that tour, is filling in for a little bit longer.
Okay.
I mean, she was filling in anyway for shows that our other bassists couldn't make, so she was already kind of like in.
But then you got rid of another bassist, right?
We parted ways with our normal bassist.
Was it weird?
I will not say.
All right, perfect. That's what I was looking for. I wanted to see if it was weird or if it was okay to talk about. I don't know.
No, it's totally fine to talk about.
Dave wants to be a reporter for Entertainment Weekly.
This is all I want to do.
No, it's really not that exciting.
He works for like TMZ.
Sometimes.
Unfortunately, no one cares about us in that manner. But so now we're just trying to, I had to get the stuff that we had, you know, kind of set up, covered. And now we're just, you know, kind of exploring bassist, you know, options like permanent. So. But cool. We've been very thankful to have
you.
Our,
want to keep it all girls still, right?
No, not really.
Not really.
I never did.
Oh, you never did?
I never really cared about it. I think it's, you know, I just kind of want the best people around. So actually I am thinking about, cause there's a friend of ours who, plays bass really well and is very interested in this guy. So, it's going to change the vibe, but I'm kind of excited like just to see what happens, you know,
what bass players do anyway. Wait, I'm a bass player.
Damn it. But you guys got to tour together, so you got to like be on the road 24/7 with this dude,
right?
You know, lady,
exactly.
You know, so you got a vibe. You
totally.
Can, you know, if he's got a great sound,
yeah,
but he's terrible on the road,
right?
You know, you gotta weigh that into
right. No, for operations. Sure. No, he's cool. He's totally. That's why like there's so many things that like I'm hoping you know that works out. But yeah, it is. It's interesting.
What if he's listening right now and he's like,
I know, God.
I think I got the job.
I almost got.
I'm gonna be the bassist.
Let's see how he plays this. Yeah. I think it's like being on the road is tough. It's easier with three people.
I bet.
You know, than four, or I don't know.
Four just makes up like that other fourth person is just a whole, you know, it's like,
yeah,
it just makes it like times 10.
Right. Well, we wouldn't have been able to fit. We'd have a wholly different car if that was the case this time. So Cause I really want to add synth to at some point. God, that's been like on my list for a while. And then something else always happens. So, I mean, then that would be four people.
Cause I mean, I've listened to a bunch of the songs. You've got synth in the recording, right?
So we had a little bit of synth on Broken Bright Star this time around on the new album is called The Gods That Adore You. On this album, there are five songs total. Three songs have more extensive synth than, you know, Broken Bright Star.
So how do you cover that live without a synth player? So as of yet.
With Broken Bright Star, it's really just like a feedbacky thing, like in the beginning and end. And I do it on guitar, basically.
So
she used to do it on bass. Our old bassist used to do it on bass. And then now it's just, I mean, it's very easy just to get feedback in it. It doesn't sound exactly the same, but it's
close enough.
Yeah.
Cool.
But then the new stuff, I don't know. I'm assuming we just won't lay it until I have someone to play synth.
Or just create a lot of sound feedback and you're all good.
Yeah.
I think that's the way it'll probably go.
I mean, most of the parts are like, they're kind of like doubles anyway. They weren't really like their own thing. So I think it's, you know, it's just kind of added to it. But
I think that is also because a lot of the recording we do with the band is, you know, you do a lot of layering.
Yeah.
And like, you're not going to get that layering live.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So you have to learn it completely new or learn it to play it live differently.
Right.
So like you find that a lot with like a lot of local bands. You're not going to find that a lot with like a lot of huge touring bands. Like you're not going to go see Radiohead. They're just going to be like, well, we don't have this guy. So we're going to make it up as we go along. But you'll see that a lot with like a lot of local bands where like their albums don't necessarily sound like they're live, but it'll sound uniquely different and, you know, just the same as far as like, you know, it doesn't sound bad.
Yeah.
It just sounds different.
Right.
And I appreciate that because I think recording and playing live are totally two different animals. And they're like,
and they should be.
And they totally should be. And they're totally two different art forms.
Right.
You know, like playing live is, in my opinion, it's so much more cohesive as a thing. When you're playing, it depends on how you record, but like a lot of the times you're just sitting there and playing something over and over and over again by yourself. to you know, the band or whatever, or right. you're trying to get it together as a band or whatever it is. And it's just so, it kind of like, it can lose its soul so fast. But live,
right.
you know, the audience is the soul, and it's energizing that, you know? So right. it's really,
yeah.
I'm getting he hates when I talk music. He really does.
Oh, Dave likes to pretend he's in a music. He's being interviewed for a music documentary
all the time, every day, you know,
like all the time. Just playing live and
it's true.
It's just so different.
You're killing me. All right,
can we hear another song?
Yeah, let's hear another song.
Is that possible?
Then I come.
I'm hearing from you, Dave.
Yeah. Then we're gonna come
and
back.
Fix the headroom. Fix the headroom. Right. I'm getting cut
well,
off.
Well, I can't see Lee, so I'm gonna go like this. Is that all right?
That's yeah, better? That's good.
All right, I'm gonna play another song.
Okay,
this song. And we're gonna come back, and then we're gonna talk about something that's near and dear to my heart.
Okay.
And I'll ask a question when we get back.
Cool.
What song you want to play?
I am going to play "The Old Town." It's off of our first EP.
The Old Town. The next show you got coming up?
Brooklyn, April 27th.
Brooklyn, April 27th.
At the Well.
At the Well.
Yeah. That's cool. That's the Brooklyn Bright Star video release.
That's for the video release.
Yeah.
So you're going to play the video and then do the show?
I think so. That's how we've done it in the past. So usually we dress like the video.
Nice.
It's going to be a little hard this time because they had these like backwards clear raincoats on. So I didn't. So I'm fine. But yeah,
so
I don't
know. The other band had backwards clear raincoats.
My bandmates did. Bandmates in the video. Yeah.
You're assuming they were wearing something under the clear raincoats. Maybe not.
No, they were.
Yeah, okay.
That'd be good. Interesting.
That would be a little, be cool. A little weird.
That'd be like your seatmate on the right. Flight.
Yeah, that was a little weird. Giggles, I was talking. This was a story I wanted to tell you on the air, but you were fumbling around. We couldn't get you on. On the way back, my seatmate neighbor, this like Jersey Shore girl, I woke up in the middle of the flight and she was just in a bra. She was just in a bra. And I was super confused.
Because like, you could
did
be dreaming.
It was like home?
At the end, I was like, why did you take your shirt off? She's like, I was hot. So I don't know. I think she was still like drugged up on Molly or something. I don't know what was going on. But it was a wild Fear and Loathing type trip.
Well, so, at least they didn't stick you in the overhead compartment.
And then kill you like
that
dog.
Story about
yes, they did.
That was so sad.
So sad. There was a protest about it today, I think down, I can't remember where it was. It might have been in New York. I think they went down to the United Terminal and were protesting them. I feel like it does. It breaks my heart, but I feel like people, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing against them, but people are more adamant about protesting against like a dog's death than they are like people.
Right. But in some ways, I would argue that sometimes some dogs are worth more than
worth
people.
More than people.
So, yeah,
I get that. I do. But.
I don't know.
It's really
just
it's
me.
I mean, I guess we should protest everything. You know, anything that's bad, just protest it. I'm all for it. Giggles, what's going on with you, buddy?
I'm just listening. You know, I'm just real. I don't want to jump in.
You could jump in. I'm barely able to talk here.
Did you ask her about the name Castle Black and
no.
sort of where that came from?
No.
When I hear Castle Black, I think of, you know, what do you call it? The Game of Thrones. But did you guys think of this name before Game of Thrones?
Well, I mean, I read the books so before the show came out. So Song of Ice and Fire. So I read all of them or kind of like at that point when I was picking a band name. And I don't know, like I'm usually really influenced by stuff happening like right then. So I just kind of liked like what the castle stood for and kind of the story behind it. And then, you know, the show came out and that's kind of.
And then everyone was like, oh, so you took your name from the show.
Right.
It's a good name. I like it.
I like it too.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's definitely going, you know, you got it going for you.
Right. I mean, so. I think it's simple and it's, you know, whatever. And yeah, people remember it. People like it even if they don't know the show. So mm-hmm. it kind of goes both ways.
Did you hear the story about the guy going to the Red Hot Chili Pipers and he thought it was the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Was no. it like a bad cover band of them?
It was a bagpipe band. He got these tickets.
Oh, wow.
He was like, oh, these tickets are so cheap. And so he bought tickets for his girlfriend to go over there. And he gets the tickets in the mail. And it says the Red Hot Chili Pipers.
That's got to be a downturn. You know, like you expect one thing.
Right. Dave Chappelle did a secret show, a surprise show in Denver last week.
Really?
So
did you find out afterwards?
Sold out within like, what's that?
Did you find out after?
Oh yeah. I found out when it was already sold out.
Yeah.
And the tickets were $100 or $150.
That's not
like,
bad.
I don't like anybody that much to spend $150.
That's not bad though for a night of Chappelle. I mean, he's probably getting like at least 50% of that. So he's doing all right for himself. But
the thing said no phones, no, you know, they lock up your phones.
They don't want you to record anything. How do you feel about recording?
It's gonna be a real experience.
How do you feel about people recording your stuff and then like throwing it on the internet afterwards? That's tough. You know,
because I'm a very like I like to control everything.
Yeah.
So I really hate it, especially because like if I'm posting something, like I want it to be what I want.
Right.
Yeah. So it's hard, but you can't. Like, how are you going to really stop it?
You're not. I mean, I just posted a video of you doing this, like within seconds after you finished that song.
Is that true?
Not true at all.
Okay.
Not true at all.
But it's like people will write, like people will post these photos too, and you're like, okay, right? You're like, you know, you can look. Like, relatively fine in a photo and
sure.
post this photo where you're like you just look like completely grotesque.
You look like you
like,
got the flu.
Yeah.
You're sweating.
Like
you can't get your co-host on air.
Yeah.
Everything is a mess. And they take a picture, you put it
online. That's not my image.
No, that's not my image.
No.
So like, what one question I wanted to ask. I had this conversation with a couple of people the other day. If you could choose to be any musician of any time, who would you choose to be? Giggles.
Can I answer first?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'd say like Mozart.
Mozart's a good one.
Or like one of those, like, you know, where just music was just popping. You know, in the Renaissance, when you could just get these like chamber halls,
but a lot of the times,
and like it was your music,
right? But a lot of the times, Beethoven,
but
and
then
like
he was kind of angry and deaf. So
he was
angry really
and deaf,
great.
And a lot of the times
he's genius. You know,
but a lot of those times, guys were poor, like really dirt poor, and like living from
and had syphilis.
Yeah. Yes, they definitely had syphilis. But I mean, that's the one thing you got to like put into like an idea of like. How did they live their life? Did they go out early? Like, would you want to be like Kurt Cobain? Were you like, or Jimi Hendrix, or, you know, any, or Jim Morrison? I was actually watching The Doors when I came up, because I was watching The Doors and I'm watching Val Kilmer play Jim Morrison. And I'm like, he's looking like he's having a great time playing Jim Morrison. Jim Morrison looks like he had a really fucked up, a really fun life. Like, he looked like a kid in a candy store. And like that to me, would be really fun to do. But then also the idea of dying at 27 kind of like sucks. But if you cram it all in, is it worth it? I don't know.
And if it's like just one of your reincarnations, then it's really a big deal if you die at 27.
It's
you
very know? True. That is also, you got to throw that in there. But if we're just saying one life, this is the rock star you're going to be.
Yeah.
And then the other side of it is if you choose someone, so like the other guy I had in mind was like Neil Young, right? I got into Neil Young recently again, and God, I love that guy. But the other side of it, like Neil Young or Bob Dylan, is you grow old and you grow angry. And like these guys are just angry people now, you know? Because like everything they stood for.
Lee, who's your musician? Dave's asked himself here.
Well, I had a lot of time to think about it. And this is really, you know, I didn't really have a lot of time. I'm thinking of it, and I'm not picking a woman because I'm a woman, because I actually think it would be kind of fun to come back as a guy, but I can't think of any. That I'd want to come back as, for a lot of those reasons that Dave said. Like, I don't really want to come back as a drug addict or, like, you know, someone really fucked up. But, like, Patti Smith, maybe.
Patti Smith?
I feel like I read a bunch of her books, and I think, like, she just seemed like a really solid person. Like,
she does seem like a solid person, and she does seem like she had an interesting time. I don't, like, when I look at Patti Smith, I don't think that she had the most fun, though. Like, I look at Patty and I'm
maybe,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't know her life. But I look at Patty and I'm like, she looks pretty solid. She looks pretty angry about the whole thing. And like, did she have fun? I don't know. I mean, she was surrounded by a lot of really fucking great things and a lot of great people.
And to see New York at that time, too, I think would be that, you know. It would be
very, very cool. And like, yeah, like that whole era would be great. And that's the other thing. When you're choosing someone, where did they live?
Right.
You know, like. You're choosing someone like Dylan or Patty, and it's like New York scene of the 60s and 70s, and that's really cool. You're choosing someone like Neil Young, and he was out in the L.A. and all that, and during that whole, like, Canyon times, and that was really cool, too.
Right.
So I think it's a good question that nobody... I asked this question to my friends, and they said, never ask that question again. So I brought it to the radio show.
No, I like it, and I like that I didn't have to answer it right away, because it is kind of... It's kind of hard to answer. Did you answer?
I think I said... I would have chose Neil Young, but he's very angry.
Oh, right, yeah.
And then my initial thought process was Jim Morrison while I was watching The Doors.
Okay.
Because it looked like a lot of fun. But there's a lot of people I probably would have. And honestly, I lean more towards the ones who had a lot of fun and then died early rather than the ones that lived longer.
Right.
Like, they just looked like they had a lot more fun. I wouldn't say Kurt Cobain looked like he had any fun. I think he was pretty miserable. But, you know, there's a lot of ones who did look like they had fun. I don't know. Tom Petty also looked like he had a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Prince had fun.
Prince had fun.
I think, right?
Prince
looks like he had fun.
Prince had his own kind of fun. I mean, he lived a very solitude type of life. But, I mean, he was surrounded by money, girls, and whatever he wanted. So
yeah, I mean, it would be interesting. Like, I mean, so many people, it could be so interesting.
I know. But then you think of like Janis. Janis had a lot of fun.
That's true.
You know, and she was surrounded by some of the best people in the world, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that would be an interesting choice.
And I just veered
maybe the first guy to come out with like a drum, you know, back in like caveman times.
Right.
You stretch
cool
an
animal
hide over a drum and you bring the beat to the party. You know,
come in there
and everybody's sitting around.
I love about you. I never know what you're going to say. I would have never expected anyone a million years ever to say the first guy to invent the drum.
Well, that's what's hard about going back so far, because I was thinking that too. That'd be cool to like go back like to a really, really far back time.
Right.
Like, we don't know anyone, Nate. Like, you know, we don't know.
I mean, also, know, as far back as we know is like a lot of that classical,
right.
You know, like Vivaldi, Beethoven, yeah. And all that stuff. And like, that's probably badass.
Right.
But
what about like cool. A minstrel? Like a minstrel in a king's court, you know, back in like Henry VIII time. Like some dude that's got to play music.
Or die. Or die.
You're seeing dudes get their like heads cut off and like people just basically losing it all. But you still got to keep the party going.
You do got to keep the party going. Well, I don't want to do that that fast. All right. So we got a couple of minutes left. I'm glad you got to play the two songs.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Lee, thanks for coming in. We'll have to have you again on.
We'll do it after the album, maybe.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Very cool. Well, we got the show going. I'm going to ask this question. What is your favorite thing to do with honey? Because that's a card that's been sitting here. There's a lot of weird questions on here, but I'm going to let that go. Lee, Castle Black music.com?
Yes. Yeah.
Go to castleblackmusic.com. April, what was the next show?
Friday,
at the Well?
Friday, April 27th.
April 27th at the Well.
Yeah.
Brooklyn. Go check out their music. They got a new album coming out.
Yep.
And a new video coming out.
Yes.
And a new band, bass player coming soon.
Coming soon.
Love it. Giggles, you good?
Yeah, did you cut me off?
No, I did not. You're still there, buddy.
Hey, I just want to say stay was not... You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I just want to say I don't think that was my fault. I think it was your computer.
It could have been.
You switched computers, so I'm going to say like...
I restarted.
I'm going to say this one's on you.
All right, this might be on me, but I got it back up. You're here. You can't quit yet. That's all I can say. You can't quit yet.
You did change the picture. That was good.
I changed the picture for you.
We got to write some better copy.
Well, I can't do everything. I can't do it all. You got to give me something. All right, I'm going to go home and go to bed. I can't breathe. All right, Lee, castleblackmusic.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. All right. We have like a minute left. Michael, why don't you come in and get set up? Sit down in the hall. Hey, buddy.
Sterilize that mic before you use it. Dave's got the flu.
I got the flu. Well, there's some sterilization stuff.
Yeah.
Just spray down some stuff in here because I've been sick. Good times.
You paid for a bachelor party.
Oh, I paid a lot for a bachelor party. I got no sleep. Over 2 days at least that I had 2.5 hours of sleep. 2 days. And then I was on the river for 2 days. I had no sleep there either.
You got the river sickness.
I got the river sickness. I did. They were talking about there was a whole bunch of hot springs and there was amoebas in them. And they were like, don't open your mouth in the water. And of course, what do? I take some edibles and I go in there and I forget all about that. There's just amoebas in the water. I probably got some goddamn amoeba.